Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch space. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
Woo-hoo! Oh, nothing like a summer love song. More on that in just a little bit. We are discussing the week of June 13th, 1992 on this episode, and summer blockbuster season was in full swing as Michael Keaton was back on the big screen as Batman Returns topped the box office.
Wow. The Batman. Or is it just Batman? Your choice, of course. Well, that was very brief.
The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 was still... Yeah, still with the backwards jeans and such. Going to number one for four consecutive weeks on June 13th, 1992, on Modern Rock was The Cure with Friday, I'm in Love. The song was the second single from the band's 1992 album, Wish, aside from going to number one on the Modern Rock chart. It also went to number four in Ireland, number three in Canada, number six in the UK, and all the way to number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100. Robert Smith says this song is written entirely for those people who aren't fans of his band. The song is poppy, it's feel good, it's upbeat, basically things you don't really associate with The Cure. Smith said in Spin magazine, "Friday I'm in Love is a dumb pop song, but it's quite excellent actually, because it's so absurd. It's so out of character, very optimistic, and really out there in Happy Land. It's nice to get that counterbalance. People think we're supposed to be leaders of some sort of gloom movement. I could sit and write gloomy songs all day long, but I just don't see the point." Wow. He's so gloomy, he doesn't even see the point of being gloomy. That's gloomy. Smith was convinced he was ripping someone else off when he wrote the main riff of this song, so he phoned up all his friends and played the chord progression for them, and everyone assured him that they had not heard it before. So Smith figured he must have had an original work on his hands. Initially, the song was supposed to be slower than how the final version of the song is. While the track was recorded in D major, the commercially released version sounds a quarter tone higher, halfway between D and D sharp, due to Smith forgetting to disengage the vary speed function on the multi-track recorder after toying with it before the actual recording process of the song took place. When the band plays the track live, they play it in its original intended key. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. That veteran music video and film director Tim Pope did the video for Friday, I'm in Love, which was largely seen as an homage to silent filmmaker Georges Méliès. In 2014, Natalie Imbruglia covered the song for her album Male, in which she intentionally covered songs by male artists. She stated the cover made her nervous, as Cure fans are pretty diehard. Monday, you can't hold your head. Tuesday, Wednesday, stay in bed. Thursday, watch the walls instead. It's Friday. Song in a 7-inch vinyl with the B-side Halo and a 12-inch vinyl and CD single with the Strange Love mix of Friday I'm in Love, the B-sides Halo and Scared as You. Be sure to check out this song wherever it is that you get your music, streaming online, and check me out on Twitter at DJBKRetro. And be sure to tune in again next time for the next song to go number one on the Modern Rock chart.